All right, Mr. Horn, is there any evidence you wanted to, anyone you wanted to call?
Yes, Your Honor, I'd like to call Tina Wilkinson to the witness stand.
Ma'am, would you please raise your right hand? You swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
Thank you, ma'am. Please be seated right there at the microphone. And you raise your hand, sir.
Thank you. Tina, you're not very good at reading this parenting plan, are you?
I am not.
In fact, you misread it this year when Jack was when Brandy has explained to you now that Jack was supposed to have the weekend, the beginning of spring break, correct?
Correct.
But the year before, you actually gave him the entire week of spring break extra, even though it wasn't his time because you misread the plan.
That's,
isn't that right?
That's correct.
Okay. And why did you feel like it was important to have Mary checked on?
Are you talking about the most recent?
Yes, in okay. September.
Based on the history of the relationship between the children, their father, and his present wife.
Okay, can you be specific? What made you think that Mary was in trouble?
Well, because in almost eight years, I don't know of probably a handful of times that I've had any communication with the children. And to kind of clarify, it's not really a code that I've taught them. It was, if they text me, something is seriously wrong because they just are not allowed to talk to me. So it really startled me when she texted me. So,
well, why do you think the kids aren't allowed to talk to you?
You're wanting my best opinion.
Do the kids call you when they're at their father's house?
That is a yes and a no answer.
Explain.
They text me, like, for example, probably once in this entire time on my birthday and their oldest brother's birthday. They texted me, I think it was Mary texted me, and she had to hide to do that.
And she told you that?
Yes.
Have you seen this before?
Yes.
What is this? Would you explain for the court what this is?
Well, it's an old flip-top phone that we got as a free service. It's like through... Well, it's like Obama, where you can get, if you've got free and reduced meals or something, you can get free minutes.
Tina, we're trying to get done with this.
Yeah.
I'm trying to ask you direct questions. Can
yes.
you just answer that question I'm asking you, please?
I'm sorry, what was the...
Why are we showing this phone today? What is this about?
Oh, because that was... Oh, I'm sorry, I feel uncomfortable saying it. That was a phone that I sent with my son. Because he was coming home crying that he couldn't communicate with me while he was with his father. And so he would take it and hide it. And he would call me when he got on the bus when they weren't looking.
Okay, so why is it in pieces now?
It came back that way after the week at his dad's. It came back. And he said he was just beside himself because he knew I couldn't afford another phone, and he said that it had just been destroyed and the SIM card was gone and all the pictures we had taken.
Specifically, why were you concerned about Mary's safety in September?
Because of issues that she has had with her relationship with Mrs. Mefford and Jack.
Tina, now's not the time to mince words. What was your safety concern, please?
In the past, she, you're talking about, in the past, Mary has told me how their dad has had to physically restrain Cheryl to keep from, I don't know, attacking them, or Mary, as she's thrown stuff at Mary. She goes into fits and rages. This is just pieces and parts that I'm getting.
Were you surprised to hear some of the things that that Ms. Smith has not told you just today, but also told you over the course of her time being in this case regarding your children?
Yeah, I was a little surprised on the the alienation part.
Okay, and why does that surprise you?
In a nutshell, from the beginning, I had the opportunity before we were ever even divorced to leave for a good paying job in another state, and I gave that up because I thought it, no matter what, it was so important for the other parent to be there to support and help.
Are the things that you're hearing from your children the same things that they're telling Brandy?
I'm hearing like three different versions, so I am so confused.
What do you mean by that?
Well, I'm hearing, obviously, what the children are coming back on Sundays telling me how things went, and then I'm hearing Ms. Smith, and then I'm hearing how Jack perceives it. So I, as a mom, I'm just trying to do the best.
Did you call the police in September for the purposes of harassing Mr. Medford?
I'm sorry, but I just do not have that kind of time. I am super, super busy. And like I said, that red flagged me, that my heart sunk to my stomach. I didn't know how to handle it. I did not know how to handle it other than stay away, seek her help, and make it's a non-biased party that can go just say, hey, she's okay, and I would be okay with for the rest of the night.
Mr. Medford, in his motion for contempt, says that that you have not been keeping him apprised of all the children's medical appointments. Has he been telling you about all the children's medical appointments that he's been taking them to?
Say that again, I'm sorry.
Medical appointments?
Uh-huh.
Mr. Medford says that you haven't been telling him about the medical appointments. Do you feel like Mr. Medford has been fully forthcoming with you about the children's medical appointments?
No, he has taken them and done some appointments as well. I didn't challenge it because, I'm sorry, it's his their father. I didn't challenge it. I don't have a problem with that unless there was an issue that I needed to know about.
Okay, and Mr. Medford hasn't just been taking them to doctor's visits. He's also been doing other things without telling you, hasn't he?
Oh, are you talking about signing them up for sports and taking them for physicals for the sports, extracurricular things? Is that I think that's what you're referring to.
Yes, that's okay. One of the claims that we put in the motion for contempt.
Mm-hmm.
So what is your basis for alleging that?
Well, when off the top of my head, I'm thinking track for Mary and Liam and wrestling for Liam, not this year, but in the past school years. The only way I found out they were in sports and had had a physical was they would come home and say, hey, Mom, don't forget, I got to be at practice whatever day, time. And I'm like, what are you talking about? So.
Okay. So would you agree with Ms. Smith that you guys have an issue communicating with each other?
Yes.
You heard some testimony today that you have not been to all the kids' football games. Do you want to explain to the court why that is?
I, in my business that I own, I'm a housekeeper and a nanny as well, and it would just happen to fall on the nights that I had to be a nanny. And as well, so I'm working. I'm working because I'm providing clothes, shoes, backpack, I mean, everything for them. And I have been. So it takes a lot of hours.
Do you feel that Mr. Mefford has been contributing his share towards that?
Not his share.
And what makes you say that?
Just the simple fact that I'm witnessing there, he's not providing clothes or whatever, school supplies. That's all I have.
Do you support the children's relationship with their father?
I totally do.
Since we've already established that you have needed some help reading the parenting plan, do you believe that you have been following the parenting plan to the best of your ability?
Yes.
Do you allow the children to call their father from your house?
Yes. He actually has provided like little flip-top phones like that, and they call him and text him whenever they want. I don't interfere with that.
I have no further questions. This witness, Your Honor.
Sure.
Do you want to go first?
Sure, Judge. All right.
Go ahead. Yes, ma'am.
Ms. Wilkinson, when I asked you during our conversation about the September incident with Mary, when I asked you why it was that you called the police, you used the word code with me. Isn't that correct?
Yes, I remember that conversation.
You described it as a code that you had with Mary that meant to call the police.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And have you ever seen Cheryl strike or physically harm any of the children?
I've never witnessed it, no.
Have you seen Jack strike or physically harm any of the children?
Not since we've been separated.
Okay. Has Mary ever told you that one of them hit her or otherwise physically harmed her?
No, that would be no.
Okay. But you do believe that there's some pretty severe emotional stuff going on with the kids?
That's correct.
Have there ever been any charges filed against Cheryl or Jack for child abuse?
Investigations, no charges.
Any criminal charges?
I don't think so.
And you've made several child welfare calls to check on the well-being of the kids? A few. I don't.
A couple, two, three in 8 years, yeah.
And what have the results of those been? Have any of those resulted in the children being in any harm?
I think they were. They said they were fine.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But at this time, on this date, you believed that Mary was in danger?
Most definitely.
Okay. Was Liam at the house that evening with Mary?
I don't know. I'm guessing yes. I don't know, though.
Well, he at least was over in Jack's custody at the time.
Right.
So you would presume that he was home. Mm-hmm. And did you receive any correspondence from him at all as far as anything going on, any arguments or fights or what was going on with Mary?
No, I didn't get any information from him.
Did you contact Liam or try to reach him that evening to find out what was going on?
No, I would not do that.
Did you contact either Ms. Mefford or Jack Mefford?
No.
you did contact, though, you did contact Mary back, correct? To find out what was going on?
Yeah, I just said something like, are you okay? What's going on?
And you asked whether you should contact the police?
I don't remember saying that. I couldn't tell you for sure, but I...
Okay, but you did contact the police?
Yeah, I took it upon myself to do it.
And what were the results of that check?
Well, I called, and they said that it appeared to be fine.
Okay. Do you understand the extreme emotional damage that these kids are undergoing from all of this back and forth between you and Jack?
I totally understand it and live it every day.
And you understand that a significant part of that is the phone calls to the police department, various police departments over the years?
I did not view it that way, but I can see what you're saying. But I did it out of fear of safety.
Okay.
When I know what they're telling me.
We've discussed, though, that mm-hmm. I believe in my communications with the children that that's mm-hmm. one of the things that's most severely affecting them, the fear of police involvement at any time.
Okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is it your experience that these kids tend to shut down when they're with you and you maybe run into dad at an event or just on the street or a movie theater or anything like that? They tend to just kind of shut down, hang their heads down, and don't want to make eye contact with dad.
Oddly enough, I noticed that recently. It has always been that for me. They're not allowed to speak to me or look at me. So, yeah, I did notice that recently with Mary, and I thought, well, that's odd. Why is she doing that?
So you're saying that by the same token, whenever they're with him, they tend to do the same thing when they see you, to look down and not communicate with you, not make eye contact with you.
Yeah, they've never been allowed to come over and hug my neck or acknowledge that I'm even alive. It's not allowed.
And when you say it's not allowed, have you ever heard them instruct the children they're not allowed to do that?
I'm only getting hearsay from the kids.
Okay, so your belief that it's not allowed is from your conversation with mm-hmm. the children?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But every time the two of you are together,
mm-hmm.
it's, in fact, even here at the courthouse, whenever Caitlin has been here,
mm-hmm.
any of the children just tend to kind of withdraw and shut mm-hmm. down and mm-hmm. pull in, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And do you think that that's a result of the damage that's being done to them due to the conflict between you and Jack?
Well, are you asking my personal opinion?
I'm asking if you recognize that. We've discussed this a few times. Do you see that the damage that you and Jack, the conflict
yes,
between you
pers-
and Jack,
yes, traumatizing them. Yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
Nothing further, Judge.
Ma'am.
Ms. Mefford, I'm sorry, Ms. Wilkinson. I know that you have some, what you claim to be very serious concerns about physical violence by Ms. Mefford, Mrs. Mefford and Mr. Mefford, and you've admitted here to the court that you've called the police and DFS multiple times, and you admit that there's been no evidence found of child abuse or neglect, correct?
That is correct.
And you admit that the guardian ad litem has asked the children if Cheryl or Jack have ever hurt them physically, correct? You admit that she asked and they denied any physical abuse. You're aware of that, correct? Ms. Smith didn't tell you that she's talked to the children and they deny any physical abuse?
No, I'm not aware of that.
Okay. Well, are you aware that Katie has alleged physical abuse, but by the only person that she's alleged abuse is by you? She's told the guardian ad litem, and the guardian ad litem has told you that. Has she not?
This is the first I'm hearing this.
I'm
going
to object this to beyond the scope of direct and irrelevant.
Your Honor, I think it goes directly. She's alleged physical damage and conduct by my client, and in fact, the children have denied that repeatedly. She still calls the cops, and in fact, she's been the only one that the GAL has been able to document from the children has physically abused the children. It is completely irrelevant.
I object to the objection. She's testifying now.
overrule. She can answer the question. She either knows or she doesn't. She can bring her back. I mean, it's...
Yeah, I have no idea what you're talking about. I have not heard that.
You're not aware that your oldest daughter has accused you of physically abusing her and the other two children?
Objection asked and answered.
I already said, yeah, I'm not aware of that.
All right, very well. Now, the guardian went over the fact that you didn't call Liam, and you didn't call Mary back, and you didn't call Jack, and you didn't call Cheryl. I'm curious why then you didn't call Katie back or anybody back later in the evening when the cops left to still make sure she was okay. You haven't believed the cops any other time that they've not found that there's something going on.
But you mean Mary?
Between any of the children. But you didn't call back that night, did you? You didn't call Mary back and ask her, are you okay?
I didn't call back because they were going to call me back if anything was wrong.
Did Liam or Mary call you back?
I believe I tried to text Mary and there was no response.
Really? Because earlier, now I just want to make sure, are you telling the truth now or were you telling the truth earlier? Because earlier you said no, you didn't hear back from either one of them. So I just want to make sure I know what your story is.
Objection, badgering.
I just want to get to the truth.
Overrule, she can answer the question.
If you don't remember, that's okay.
I thought I may have talked to her, but I honestly do not remember.
One of your allegations earlier is that the children don't call you, that they're unable to call you, and that Mr. Mefford hides their cell phones. But mysteriously, Mary was able to call you on September, or text you on September the 24th, wasn't she? Was she not? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. Who supplies the cell phones to the children?
Jack supplies to Mary Lee.
Right. And prior to Katie leaving, he always supplied her with a phone as well, correct?
That is correct.
And she was the one really irresponsible kid. She never lost or had a damaged one, correct?
I believe so.
Okay. Now, you made a big deal out of this phone that's been destroyed, and I guess the inference that we're supposed to get is that Jack destroyed that phone. Is that what your testimony is?
No, it was just I never said Jack destroyed it. I said it came home destroyed.
Okay, so you're not saying that Mr. Mefford destroyed
no.
that phone. Okay, so just making sure that that's your testimony. Because would you agree that Liam has lost or phones have been destroyed, several of them, correct?
No, that is not correct.
So Jack hasn't bought 4 cell phones for Liam?
So part of that is yes and part of that is no. Yes, he has lost them. What he tells me in water and pools and things like that, but they never come back destroyed and the SIM card gone.
Okay, so you are accusing Mr. Mefford of having something to do with that phone.
No, I just said that, yes, I agree that Liam and Mary have like lake water or pool water or something and the phones were not working, but they've never been like destroyed physically.
That's not the question I asked you. The question I asked you, you would agree that Mr. Mefford has purchased 4 phones for Liam when he's lost or they've been damaged?
I couldn't tell you the amount, but I know it's been more than once.
More than one. And
yeah.
He's purchased them, and when one goes missing or is destroyed, Mr. Mefford goes and buys another one, doesn't he?
Yes.
Okay. And he's done the same thing for Mary 2 or 3 times, correct?
Once again, I could tell you not the amount of times. It's been more than once.
It's been more than once. And I want to go back to this idea that Mr. Mefford is enrolling these kids in sports and taking them to physicals without your knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to be really careful about this and remember that you're under oath and think about it. And if you don't know the answer, just say you don't know.
Okay.
But would it surprise you to know that one of the very first talking parents' questions that you sent him was asking him to take Liam for his physical?
Yes.
For football.
Yes.
So that did in fact happen. So you did in fact know, and in fact you asked Mr. Mefford to take Liam to a physical for football, correct?
This year, yes.
Okay, and so if you had an objection to Liam playing football this year, you certainly didn't let Mr. Mefford know about it, did you?
I didn't have an objection.
I have nothing further, Your Honor.
Anything else?
That isn't the way it's gone in the past regarding the school sports enrollments and the physicals, is it?
No.
Can you describe what you mean by that?
unless I look at my physical papers that I've documented, I can think of track, wrestling, so that'd be Mary Liam track, wrestling for Liam, maybe Katie for track. Like I said, the only way I found out was the next week they came back, I'd have to take them to practice.
You don't have any problem with them participating in those sports, do you?
No, I do not mind what they participate on the sports in.
So the question is just about getting notice ahead of time?
Yeah, well, yeah, because I have to plan my schedule around that, so.
Okay, no further questions.
Anything else?
Nothing, Judge.
Anything else?
No, Your Honor.
That's all, ma'am. You step down. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Nothing further to respond, Your Honor.
Anything else, ma'am?
Nothing further, Your Honor.
Anyone you want to call, ma'am?
No, Judge.
All right. Any closing?
Your Honor, I'm just going to ask that you take everything I said in my closing with my case and put it right back here. I think that it's amazing that Ms. Wilkinson is so incredulous to why this would be bad. And I think that that speaks volumes. If she's really sincere and she's so confused by everything, she has no business being the sole legal custodian of these children. Furthermore, she didn't give any evidence that she actually gave petitioner the children willy-nilly out of the goodness of her heart. In fact, there is no such evidence. And in fact, while she's so confused this past year about spring break, the last three, she's not been confused about. She's confused when it serves her purposes, and ultimately it hurts the kids, and she'll shake her head and say, oh yeah, the kids are real upset, this is really tearing them apart. But she's looking at him only. She refuses to acknowledge that she is the reason, and in fact she's the primary reason, why these kids are so stressed out and freaked out. Dad's not perfect, not at all. But she won't even comply with your orders. And that's why she has lost the privilege, in our estimation, to continue to be this primary care provider, which she's assumed on her own, by taking these kids to all these appointments and making decisions without Mr. Mefford. I have nothing further, Your Honor.
Sure.
Judge, I've got a couple of quarrels with Ms. Brooks' statement. One of the chief ones is that she referred to the last several spring breaks, and there was no evidence presented about that. There, however, was evidence in the form of testimony from Ms. Wilkinson that last year she gave Jack an entire extra week of parenting time. And she admitted from the stand that she was confused about the exact terms of how to interpret parts of the parenting plan. And, Your Honor, I would submit to you that there are parts of that parenting plan that disagree with one another.
The only part of the issue, sir, is visitation. Spring break. So let's stick with what's the issue, okay? The issue about the birthdays, the July 4th, no one really clarified that for me. The questions just kind of jumped in there. It kind of looked to me like what you were trying to get to was there was a July 4th visitation and there's a possible July 5th, but maybe the birthday's on the 5th? I didn't quite get that. I didn't really, that it overlapped by an hour. It wasn't real clear what you were trying. But the issue here is, on as far as what's brought up in the allegations, is spring break, what it said, and what was done. So stick with that, please.
Okay.
And I think I got it. She's saying she didn't understand that.
Yes.
Okay. I understand that. But.
I think the testimony today is that these kids are not. The kids are all three in some distress, but I think that the testimony, when taken fairly and as a whole, shows that both parents bear some responsibility for that. So with respect, I don't think that sanctions against Ms. Wilkinson are appropriate, because I feel like both Mr. Mefford has unclean hands in asking the court for this request. Ms. Mefford is doing the best that she can with the tools that she has available to her, and she would testify that she's acting in the best interest of the children.
Okay. Now, ma'am, help me if I'm, I think what I've heard you say on the stand, and I'll give you the opportunity to talk because you're the GAL and you have your turn too, but were you insinuating from the stand that evaluations are not back yet on everyone, and so you're not really prepared to make a recommendation? I mean, you are today, with what you've got, but you don't have everything. Was that a fair assessment?
At this point, Judge, I'm still waiting on Dr. Mark Bradford to return the evaluations. I am waiting on 8 of them. These were the first 2 of those 8 that I had asked him for. These were done in August and September. I don't have them yet. I hope to have them very soon, and I'll give him another call to find out where those are. He, about 3 weeks ago, promised to me that most of them would be done within about a month. So.
Okay. Well, then with everyone, and in fairness to all, I think the docket entry I need to make is that I have heard all of the evidence that's presented other than the results and the recommendation then from the GAL. She needs those results. Is that so? I would continue the case until that is turned in, not for more evidence, but just for the report and recommendation from the GAL based on the report of the evaluations. Is that a fair assessment? Mr. Horn, do you think?
Sure.
I mean,
I'll be honest, Your Honor. No, I don't think. I think we've met our burden with regard to the motion for contempt. I think with regard to a motion to modify, yes.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, so, yes, Your Honor.
So we need to look at the whole, and I just need to look at the whole thing in its totality as far as what I'm going to do. Yeah, I understand what you're saying, but for her recommendation of what to do.
Yes, Your Honor.
I think needs more information.
As far as the custody recommendation,
yeah,
Judge?
Because I think you need to make that recommendation.
Okay.
And so then I'll just continue the case till I get that, and then I'll write up a result. All right? Is that fair?
I would agree with that.
Okay. And you don't know when that's going to be.
I don't, Judge.
I will continue the case, put it on review, not that you need to be here, but just so it doesn't drop off the grid for sometime in January. You think it'd be... If I make it January the 14th in the morning, 9 o'clock, that would just put it on the docket. You'd like to say you don't need to be here. That's just to get me to where I can look at it and go, okay. Do we have that? And you can have it either. Ms. Smith can be here on that day to either have it to present or presented it before and notify the court or. Or we can say, she can say, I talked to the doctor and it's not in and we should be here tomorrow. I mean, in other words, so it doesn't drop off the grid.
And Your Honor, I just want to make clear that I have a federal jury trial up in St. Louis that week. And so I don't, it might just be a 2-day, but if it's 3 days, I'm not available on the 14th.
Well, you don't need to be here.
Then that would be okay.
Ms. Horn doesn't need to be here. Just Ms. Smith to tell me she's got the report yet. Because I think that's all I'm waiting. Pardon me? Yeah.
I would be here.
I think that's all I'm waiting on. It's her and her stuff, and so unless there's anything else, is that it?
No, Your Honor.
Okay, off the record.
Thank you, Judge.
Thank you very much, Your Honor.